You can buy just about anything in New York City, but the cost of living is one of the highest in the nation. According to Mayor Rudolph Giuliani, exorbitant food prices are part of the problem. Giuliani has proposed changing the city's zoning laws so that warehouse-sized supermarkets can open in districts now reserved for manufacturing. The plan has come under attack from people who say it would hurt small businesses and deprive communities of the right to regulate their local stores. From member station WNYC in New York, Jean Brian Johnson reports.
New York's current zoning laws were designed two decades ago by city planners desperate to stop the hemorrhaging of well-paying manufacturing jobs. The idea was to reserve industrial areas for manufacturing by restricting the development of supermarkets, clothing, and department stores. But the plan was only partly successful. Retailers were kept away, but manufacturers continued to desert the city. Now Mayor Giuliani says it's time to change the zoning laws and permit warehouse-sized supermarkets to be built.
For years, large supermarkets have been shut out of the city of New York. As a result of that, people who live in New York City are paying 30% more for the price of the food they have to buy in supermarkets. The retail strategy that we have before the City Council would revolutionize that. It would bring into the city of New York more large supermarkets. It would bring prices down by 30-35%. It would bring more jobs to the city.
Giuliani wants to allow all types of retailers, including supermarkets, to build stores of up to 200,000 square feet, roughly the size of four football fields. The mayor says his so-called megastore plan would create more than 13,000 jobs and generate an estimated $3.5 billion in taxable retail sales. There's not much disagreement over the numbers, but many of Giuliani's political opponents have accused him of going too far. Manhattan Borough President Ruth Messenger is a likely Democratic candidate for mayor in the next election.
The mayor wants to let superstores open up anywhere, anytime in manufacturing zones. As a mom who raised three kids, I know a lot about stretching a dollar. I like superstores, shop in them regularly, and want them in the right places, just as many of you do. But that's no reason to drive manufacturing firms away and throw workers out of their jobs. No reason to kill off neighborhood stores. And certainly no reason to deprive you of your right to decide what's best for your neighborhood.
Messenger is referring to a provision in the plan allowing developers to build megastores as of right, which in zoning parlance means without the need for approval from the city council or local community boards. Ironically, while the proposed change would severely limit community input into the process, the proposal itself must be approved by the city council. Queens Democrat Sheldon Leffler speaks for most of his fellow council members when he questions why should he vote in favor of a law that will diminish his influence.
I look upon myself as being, at least with regard to an issue like this, being in a service business. We have been told by many, many community boards, borough boards, that they want community input into this process. Why should I vote not to give them input in situations where they want it?
But Mayor Giuliani contends that overregulation has kept developers out of New York and cost the city billions of dollars over the last 20 or so years. There is some evidence to support his argument. Under current law, stores larger than 10,000 square feet need special approval from community boards, the Planning Commission, and the City Council. That can take up to 3 years. The proposed change would eliminate that lengthy and costly review process for up to 57 new superstores, as well as dozens of smaller retailers. But Mark Kupferberg, co-owner of KEPCO, an electronic equipment manufacturer based in Flushing, Queens, says that without community input, such development can have unintended consequences and hurt local businesses. KEPCO is located next door to a 125,000-square-foot Home Depot that was built because of a loophole in the law.
Congestion is an issue. Crime is also an issue. Petty theft, vandalism against cars have made people less secure in their work environment. Also, we have to deal with the amount of garbage that gets dumped on the street as a result of the increased traffic that's here.
Kupferberg argues that local residents and businesses are the best judges of what works for their neighborhoods. But there are community advocates who support the new zoning proposal. Pamela Fairclough directs the Supermarket Project at the Community Food Resource Center, an advocacy group focusing on food and hunger in poor neighborhoods. Fairclough is rarely on the same side of an issue with New York's fiscally conservative Republican mayor, but this time, she insists, the mayor's proposal will help the poorest New Yorkers by forcing local groceries to compete for business.
New York consumers are going to find when they go to the dairy counter that their milk is properly dated. And they're going to begin to find that their lettuce is not only iceberg lettuce, but they have a choice of two or three types of lettuce. And that when they take their groceries home, they're not going to have to take a third of it back.
Fairclough also points out that small family-owned businesses often hire relatives, while large stores such as Pathmark tend to hire from the local community and promote from among those employees. In fact, Pathmark claims that 90% of its managers started out as checkers and stock workers, which according to Fairclough means not only entry-level jobs for some of New York's most needy, but opportunities for advancement as well. The New York City Council has been holding public hearings and is expected to vote on the zoning bill in mid-December. For National Public Radio, this is Jean Brian Johnson.